Nyarthal did not sound all that surprised.
Admiral, at your meeting tomorrow, my emissary will serve you with documents. A subpoena and summons to return immediately to Coruscant.
To face trial, I should imagine.
Dalla nodded.
The principal charges come down to gross dereliction of duty.
In that I failed to recognize Colonel Jason Solo's gradual descent into a pattern of behavior that eventually included genocide and crimes against all sapient species.
Yes.
Dalla felt a wash of sympathy for the disgraced officer. She allowed some of that sympathy to show on her face.
I've called one officer to another, one chief of state to another, as a show of respect. And because if any of this were to catch you by surprise, it would be inappropriate. I suspect that you'll be able to beat, or at least reduce, the charges. The public can be convinced not to demand blood. What they will demand is acknowledgement of mistake.
Nyarthal sighed.
There we have a problem. Well, I have a problem. Because the actions they find most egregious, by supporting Solo in his efforts as chief of state, cannot in any way be considered a mistake.
Dalla found herself to be startled.
Even now, at the distance of several years?
What is a mistake, Admiral?
There was a touch of rich, self-aware humor in Nyarthal's gravelly voice.
It is a decision in which one or more of the factors is known to be dangerous, or poisonous, or compromising, but which we calculate will not keep us from achieving our goals. But when there is no foreknowledge of such factor in evidence, can it be called a mistake? If you walk out on an empty field, and the ground suddenly gives way beneath you, and there was no way to predict it, was any part of your decision-making a mistake? No.
Nyarthal turned her body side to side, a Mon Cal effort to mimic a human headshake.
There was no way to predict that Jason Solo would become what he became. Therefore, no mistake. And if I do not fight back with a vicious but smooth-tongued lawyer on the one hand, and hang my head and admit to a non-existent mistake on the other, the public will not forgive. It will have its blood. This trial will be a fiasco, an embarrassment to the Navy, a battle that every participant can lose.
I'm sorry.
Dalla actually was, but she kept her tone professional. Unyielding.
I have no choice.
But I do.
Dalla narrowed her eyes, looking intently at her predecessor.
And what choice do you make?
To do exactly as you ask. If you wish me to come to Coruscant, I will.
Dalla nodded.
Thank you, Admiral.
Thank you, Admiral, for the advance warning.
Dalla glanced at her communications officer. The image of Nyarthal faded from view, just as the hologram of Dalla in all her uniformed brilliance would have faded from the water before Nyarthal. Saddened, Dalla turned away from the broadcast area and headed back toward her offices, oblivious to her usual retinue of bodyguards and functionaries. Nyarthal's words had rattled her just a bit, because they were true. In politics, as in military planning, it was possible to do everything right, to make no mistake that could be predicted, and still fail, still be crushed. And Nyarthal, if she chose not to play the game of the repentant offender, chose not to lie, would be destroyed.